This is IGN.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com, code program.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
This is IGN.
A flexible, challenging, approachable throwback turn-based tactics game in which the only thing that feels truly dated is the humor. This is your IGN review of Jagged Alliance 3 by Leanna Hafer. I believe it was Socrates who said, "I love it when a plan comes together." Jagged Alliance 3's deep but approachable tactical combat delivers that satisfaction on just about every mission. Managing a team of memorable mercs to set up turn-based takedowns feels even better with in-depth squad customization and many viable playstyles. Its sense of humor rarely managed to make me chuckle, but that hardly mattered when I was orchestrating a beautiful symphony of destruction, or watching it all come crashing down because everyone missed an easy shot on the same turn. That makes me chuckle. The basic plot is easy to understand, but not without some moral complexity. The president of the fictional West African nation of Grand Chien has been kidnapped by a mysterious bad guy calling himself the Major, and your team of international mercenaries has been hired to rescue him. Set in early 2001, Jagged Alliance 3 loves to play up the cliches of pre-9/11 action movies, while presenting a conflict that feels like it could be ripped from the headlines. Those two flavors don't always taste great together, and the middle school dude bro humor hardly ever really lands for me, but for the most part it's not mean-spirited, so I can usually just ignore it. And that got easy once I became engrossed in the turn-based tactical combat, which is among the best I've seen in years. Your custom squad of up to 6 mercs can specialize in everything from heavy weapons to sniper rifles to demolitions, and I never felt forced to bring a role I don't enjoy simply to fill a niche. Because I'm kind of boring and predictable, I basically made a team of 5 marksmen and 1 medic, who was also a pretty good marksman, and approached each mission by trying to stay unseen and snipe all the enemies one by one. I wasn't punished for lacking a token shotgun guy or melee expert, outside of a few times when I had to break into a compound with very short firing lines. There's a great balance here between maintaining a consistent difficulty and allowing a lot of freedom in your playstyle. One thing that did bug me a bit is the way the suppression works. It's hard to have a dedicated machine gunner because you can't just buy ammo with cash outside of a few places that have a very limited supply, and automatic weapons chew through that precious supply hungrily. Single-shot and even burst-fire weapons don't usually suppress enemies at all, even if you have multiple mercs firing on the same target. This meant that it felt unnecessarily difficult to use conventional move and fire tactics with my rifle team, which led to some really awkward tactical situations. The only way to effectively cover someone trying to move up, a lot of the time, is to outright kill everyone shooting at them. And that's not really how a modern firefight works. An area where Jagged Alliance 3 stands out from a lot of tactics games is its truly impressive world map. It has well over 100 accessible tiles, each of which comes with its own custom 3D battle map. You'll find everything from dense urban areas to open savanna infested with hostile wildlife, and even the ones with no enemies or campaign objectives are worth visiting to collect resources, like medicinal herbs, and even sometimes come across hidden supply caches. Each map is attractive and readable, with great use of color and lighting. The way cover is spaced out in some of the sparse ones is a bit annoying given how limited my access to effective suppressing fire could be, forcing me into open ground to get any closer to a fortified target. But the way that builds tension can be a good thing, even if it sometimes makes me feel like I'm being careless with my team's lives. And playing on the permadeath setting, which I would definitely recommend, can be nail-bitingly stressful. The entire campaign took me more than 40 hours as I meticulously combed almost all of the map and did nearly all of the side quests offered to me, but it never really overstayed its welcome. I will say that on default difficulty, the economic side eventually became a bit too easy to manage. I could have technically hired multiple squads of mercs once I was stacking cash to the ceiling, but I got attached to my alpha team and never felt like I wasn't able to accomplish all of the main objectives with them while keeping a decent defensive line using local militia recruits. It made me wish there were more ways to spend my money, since even buying new gear is usually a one-time transaction that is only available in select places. You can't just order up crates of bullets or six full sets of advanced body armor. Jagged Alliance 3 is a smartly built, action-packed throwback tactical extravaganza that I enjoyed the whole way through. Its madcap sense of humor is very hit or miss, for me it's usually miss, but for the most part that doesn't hurt its ability to tell a story with just enough intrigue to keep you guessing while not overcomplicating things too much. The huge variety of distinct characters, hand-built tactical maps, and objectives assure that a long campaign never goes stale, with limited but meaningful merc progression that let me build my dream squad and play almost exactly how I wanted to, with the added tension of trying to keep them alive through each combat encounter. If you know your way around a squad management game, you may want to turn the campaign difficulty up a notch through your first playthrough, but even when you're rolling in cash, this lead-slinging blowout is a hell of a good time. Thanks for listening. I'm Tony Jackson, and for the latest updates on Jagged Alliance 3, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
Ah, spring. Nothing like the world progressing towards summer to inspire your own progress. That's what life's all about, in your career, relationships, and your finances. Let's talk about that last one. With the Chime Secured Credit Builder Visa Credit Card, it's easy to start building credit with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments with no annual fees or interest. And if your credit scores grow, so could your opportunities for lower rates on loans, like for a car or home. Sounds like progress, right? With Chime's Secure Credit Card, you can start improving your credit scores right away. Get started today at chime.com/build. That's chime.com/build. Chime feels like progress. The Chime Credit Builder Visa Credit Card is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. members FDIC. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal and OTC advance fees may apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.